Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Gedman to Yastrzemski and they have Gantner trapped. The throw over to Stapleton, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Tudor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Stapleton moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Stapleton scores. Miller moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Remy moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. Brouillard moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero misplays the ball. That's an error on Romero. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Perez strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brouhard hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ricky Keaton now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvy strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brouhard strikes out. One out. Roy Howell pinch hits for Ed Romero. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.